Venture through a wasteland twisted by dark magic, undead monsters, and contagious insanity where life and death are no longer opposites, but a spectrum of cruelties. Emerging from the dregs, an old king makes one final attempt to save his realm. Today's episode is brought to you by the newest project of Lee Ellis, author of the Killdash series, Godblood. Is a grim, dark short story with the audio runtime of 2 hours available on Audible and a digital print available for those that prefer reading. This exciting adventure is available now. But parents beware, it's not for the faint of heart. Stay tuned after the episode for an exclusive audio clip of Godblood. Welcome to the Nerdy Old Men Podcast. The greatest nerd, geek, and pop culture podcast in history. With your host, Redneck Wes.
He keeps screwing up, my people. God.
And that old bald man, Chad.
Come on, man. This is a fun place. Don't be a...
Hey, Wes.
Hey, Chad.
What's happening, buddy?
I am trying to recover from the heartbreaking loss of all suffered history.
I watched the game.
It was Florida Gators.
The game was not. I watched that game. That was.
We did not play well, and then there was some questionable calls.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday in college football was a. It was a sleepy day.
It was an interesting day.
It was a sleepy day for the top teams. My Irish did. They kind of sleptwalked through the first half and then woke up and dominated like they should. But, you know, Georgia came close to getting beat. Alabama came close to getting beat. It was a rough day for some of the teams.
It was.
Yeah, so when sports doesn't work out right, we talk about other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, my Titans won, so they each won out. So I'm 1-1 on the weekend, I guess. But
well, I went and played a game of Legion with my buddy Nathan today, but we both brought jank. In other words, we brought some lists that we just wanted to try, and it was all complete garbage. And he ended up beating me anyway.
But throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, it was just it was crap. his was better than mine, so that's just the way.
He had better crap than you did.
Yeah, he did have better crap than I did. So that's how that worked out. And yeah, changed the brakes on Abby's car this morning. So yeah, you know, it's been a busy day.
Yeah, well.
But here we are, but it's been a busy weekend. That's why we're recording on Sunday. So we know our fans are good with a little wait sometimes, so we thank you for your
constant
support.
We try to have a Friday episode out for you because we know you like the consistency, but
sometimes it can't be consistent. Yeah.
So,
well, we played D&D the other night, and unfortunately, the Redneck West was on.
I was out of town. I couldn't go, so I missed out on the shenanigans.
It'll be okay. Scotty Too Hottie will have something special for you when you return.
Don't worry.
And I is.
Ask Michelle J.
Something could be.
Something could be bad.
Something could be bad.
Scott starts laughing. It's not generally a good thing.
Yeah, you never can tell, man.
But I'm looking forward to that. I know.
Well, we'll get again.
We're trying. I know we had made mention that a friend of ours had are coming up with an event, and we kind of beta tested for them, and Brian's looking to continue that online because
with the party we were in. Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be able to make that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not. Depends on the boys' hooligan, also known as lacrosse, schedule.
Yeah,
so that could be.
We're going to try that online. So that should be interesting.
Because we all know how well online.
Works
probably better now that most people are not using online. So.
Well, I know we were as we go down this rabbit hole, but I know we're not using Roll 20 on this one, so it's a program that I'm not familiar with. So it may work better, different. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, we'll just have to kind of try it and see.
That's true.
I think it's something that Brian has used, so I believe that he is a little more familiar with it than what we were when we started out using Roll20. So looking forward to that.
So, you know, we got a little bit of news. Not like real news.
Got some bragging to do.
No. Not real news. Not actual news. What kind of bragging do I got to do?
Well, I mean, you had a good showing in your.
I thought we talked about that.
You and I talked about that, but we haven't shared that with our wonderful listeners.
Ended up coming in third. I missed my world's tournament invite by one shot, literally one dice roll. At the end of game two, I was playing Mr. Hindu out of Nashville, and he's phenomenal. And I thought I had him beat, and he thought I had him beat from the very beginning. So he ended up throwing a Hail Mary at the very end of it and was able to put one suppression more than I could clear off my box carriers, which caused me to not be able to score the two boxes they had, and I lost 2-1. Hindo goes on to win the world invite, and rightfully so. He's good. But that was the most heart-wrenching, feel-bad loss
I've ever had in my life.
That was a kick in the junk is what that was. But, he's a great guy. I can't wait for a rematch. So going to go in, I think, about a week to Johnson City to try it again. So we'll see what happens. So, but been bored printing a few things and for dumping some stuff off down at Sci-Fi City for us to use as terrain. I printed a few Sith like spires and stuff, which is pretty cool. Wow, I think I might have lost Wes. I did. Let's call Wes back.
Dude, I like lost you.
I think I'm leaving that one in. So anyway,
I don't know what happened. I lost you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, anyway, so I was printing a few things for Sci-Fi City and dropped it off, being bored, and I printed some Sith like spires and stuff like that, and pyramids and things. And then, and I didn't paint those because I printed them in black and they looked fine. But sitting here on my workbench, I've got two Sci-Fi dumpsters and two Sci-Fi Portageons that I'm going to paint up and take down there. Because I think they look great. I think they're so funny. So I'm looking forward to that. That came from
take cover in the Portageon.
That came from one of my, the only thing I have a Patreon for, which is this guy that makes really nice terrain and things like that. And these were part of a science fiction construction site. Kit, so I printed it off. So I thought that was kind of fun. So
that's fun.
About to put my droid together, my pit droid, my full size pit droid that I printed. I've got to do some sanding and stuff like that, but I ordered some of the furniture style, like M6 bolts, you know, that they fit together and so you don't have nuts on either side or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Which is what's recommended. So I bought two boxes of assorted ones from Amazon. So I may put them together after a while just to take a look at them all together, but I obviously need to fill and sand and paint and stuff. So that's pretty exciting. But you've been doing any hobbying over there?
Well, I'm still working on my my Silver Dragon, Silver Dragon. I'm still working on him. I'm getting to the point where I have to get some more resin in so I can hopefully get that finished up. But I've been working on project, trying to keep my friends that over at the Tennessee Turtles, trying to keep them cool in the suits. I'm in a R&D phase on that project right now, and then my friend Alicia has got some crazy Halloween horror project thing, so my foamsmith skills have been requested to fabricate some kind of crazy arm device with blades and stuff on it, so I'm working on that. So yeah, doing a little foam smithing and trying to get my cardiac rehab done so I can get back to work.
So you get back to normal stuff. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. So, we were talking a little earlier, as we often do, and come up with a show idea moments before we hit record. And we and
this was actually
it was a suggestion. Oldie. It was an oldie suggestion. So fill us in what we're going to talk about a little bit today.
Well, this was one that was sent in by our buddy Adam Prince, but it was if all the 80s cartoon villains got together to take over the world, mm-hmm. who would be the leader of this group?
Man, that's that's tough there. Because, you know, I mean, it's going to be a constant battle for the top. I mean, it's a constant king of the hill type fight here.
It always reminds me, the first thing that popped in my head was Transformers, you know, because Starscream was always trying to take over Megatron.
That's true.
Role as leader, like, you know, Megatron would sit down. Megatron has fallen! I am the leader of the Decepticons! You know, so because he was always... Like Megatron tripped going up the stairs. Hey, Megatron has fallen. I'm the new leader of the Decepticons. I mean, it was just, you know. So,
we're looking at major leaders, right? Not the guys that are scrapping for on the individual shows.
Well, I'm not talking about henchmen. I'm talking about
Cobra Commander. You mean
Cobra Commander,
Skeletor?
Those guys. I guess first we need to come up with who all would be on that list. Who would be in contention?
All right, get your notes ready there. To take
Since we've already mentioned him by name, but I'm gonna put Megatron on the list.
All right, put Megatron on the list. We'll put Cobra Commander on the list.
Yeah, Cobra Commander. We'll follow that up with Skeletor.
Gotta put Skelly on the list.
And I believe if you put Skeletor on the list, you still have to put Hordak on the list, don't you?
Yeah, let's put Hordak on the list. I'll buy that one.
And then one of my favorites was always Venger.
Venger, Dragons. Sitting here looking at the Venger action figure from the new Hasbro D&D
series. And I had mentioned Turtles earlier. Yeah, Splinter. And you've got to put the Shredder in.
Or Shredder. Jeez, yeah. I got them totally mixed Splinter. Up. Shredder, yeah. Yeah, wow. You know what? Yeah, he's back. Whatever.
You're going to have to. Yeah.
Okay, Shredder. You put Shredder on there, yep.
Do you put Krang on there as well?
Didn't they work together?
You know, they did, but I'm just saying.
Put Krang on there. Yeah, go ahead.
Because then I'm going to argue, if you got Cobra Commander on, do you put Destro or Mentor?
You know what? I think he axe. Let's axe Krang. Let's axe. Go back and axe Hordak.
And you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just go with the top tier.
All right, we're gonna take Hordak off the list.
Let's look at superpowers now. Probably gonna.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Well, you got to put Darkseid. I really think you got to put Darkseid.
I do. I do agree with that.
Because we got to think about, in each one of these things, if they're fighting for who is going to represent that brand in this overall character takeover of the world, I think Darkseid wins that fight.
If we're going with beings from different planets, and I don't know, getting into the Thundercats lore, I don't know how you want to argue it, but you got to put Mumm-Ra on there.
You got to put Mumm-Ra on there. Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, staying in that same vein, you know, you got Mumm-Ra, you have to have Monstar.
Yeah, from Bravestar?
Silverhawks is basically,
Silverhawks, that's right.
Silverhawks is basically Thundercats in outer space.
Yep. Put that one on there. And
okay, man, do we put the... This makes me because Toy Man Terrence, but do we put Venom on there?
Venom? No.
Yeah. I've gone blank on his name. Not Venom, the Spider-Man villain, but.
Mask?
Yes.
Yeah, if we can't remember their names, we can't put them on the list. I don't think so.
Well, that's going to drive me nuts because I can see.
Somebody let us know on that one. You know, I think that I think it, that's probably a, enough to have a good discussion. I think those are the key.
Miles Mayhem. I believe that was his name.
Okay. Well, we can't confirm that. Let's not put that on there.
I,
unless you want to put it on there, go ahead.
Here we go. I was correct. Miles Mayhem.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
So
we'll
put Miles Mayhem on there.
Okay. Now, are we missing any other really main brands that, you know, that were important to us as a kid? And we're talking 80s there, so we're not getting into Spider-Man, the good 90s stuff. Okay. Let's roll with that.
This is what we're going with, okay.
And we can kind of make this like a, we can talk about it more of a...
That's nine, so somebody's going to get a first round bye.
Well, actually what I was thinking about doing, instead of doing a tournament style, we can do it like a, sort of like a Royal Rumble style. So they're all in a ring. Who gets thrown out first? And that's the, you know what I'm saying? I like that idea. So you got your list there. I'm thinking the guy from Mask gets slinged out pretty quick.
Yeah, we're Cobra Commander. They're going out.
I think Cobra Commander's a sleaze bag enough he's gonna do that whole I'm gonna slide over here in the corner of the ring, you know, kind of deal, or I'm gonna go under the bottom rope so that I don't get counted out. You know, and I'm gonna hang out over here, and you know, I'm gonna take one hit to the head. And I'm gonna, oh God, and I'm gonna fall and roll out. So I'm gonna hang around here for a little while. You feeling me on that one? Because I think that's how that one goes.
You're saying that Miles and his transforming helicopter first one out.
No vehicles are not involved in the ring. So
okay, this Megatron gets transformed then.
Well, he's part of himself. That's him. Yeah, so I think he can, yeah.
Okay, because this gets really interesting because in the comics, you know, Transformers and G.I. Joe's had same universe crossover stuff. So yeah, well, Megatron turns into a gun,
right,
and Cobra Commander picks him up.
Yeah, right. So they can't team up. I mean, because in the Royal Rumble, people team up, right? I mean,
okay,
that's the best way to do it. So first guy out is the Mask guy.
Miles Mayhem?
Yep, he's gone. He's out. Out, and you know, I'm gonna say that that Skeletor just grabs him and throws him right over the top rope. He's gone, easy. You know, you can't see
Skeletor being handsy like that, though.
I don't know, man. Somebody slings him out. I mean, we don't have to get into great detail, but on that one, I mean, let's just say they probably all, you know, they want to fight the best. So other than Cobra Commander, is a sleaze bag, and I like Cobra Commander. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I think Cobra Commander starts politicking, and he starts.
And they pick on the other guy. That's the probably the weakest.
I see Cobra Commander and Skeletor like kind of partner.
Was it not the same voice actor too?
Back and forth.
Well, same guy can do both, but so
you know, but they like slinging insults back and forth to each other. So yep. they kind of form a real quick bond.
Yep.
And they're waiting to stab each other in the back. But they I see them teaming up.
So who you think comes out next?
Well, seeing how I would say Shredder, just the fact he's just a ninja.
Yep, I think Shredder goes out.
I think
I think that the reason Shredder goes out is he isn't as big of a coward as Cobra Commander is.
In the Turtles comics. Shredder was,
right, I'm saying he. I'm saying he's going to stand there and ready to fight, and the big guys, Darkseid, and them dudes are going to eject him right out. He's gone. He is out. Do you agree?
He's gone. I remember there was the one meme, and it was Kane and Batista. They were kind of beating on each other, Royal Rumble. I cannot remember the little guy's name, but he comes up and he starts chopping on Kane, starts chopping on Batista, and he's getting all, they just kind of look at each other and just kind of throw him over.
So, yeah, those are the best. Those are the best. Yeah, Shredder's like,
what are you?
Shredder's like, straight up, I'm going to ninja you dudes. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and they just like,
boom. I'm gone. You're gone.
So now we're starting to get into some.
Yeah, now it's a little sketchy here.
Because I mean,
who we got left?
Okay, so you still got Megatron. He's probably just towering over everybody, just kind of, you know, taking it all in
right now.
Yep. Probably the same with Darkseid. Darkseid's probably being his well reserved,
gloomy, doomy self. Yep.
Yeah, just kind of brooding.
You got Skelly, and you got
Skelly and Venger doing magic. You got Mumra who's doing magic. You got three magic users still in.
Yep.
In this, especially if you're going with like, 80s cartoon Skeletor. He's always pointing that finger and shooting like the energy bolts out of it. Yeah. So,
they're bouncing off the ropes, you know, clotheslining each other and things like that too. I still think like right off the bat, somebody hit Cobra Commander in the head and he rolled out and he's still laying out there somewhere.
He's that guy.
He's out there. He's just up against the ring apron. You're right. And he's just kind of, oh God, I've been knocked out, you know? So he's hanging out there.
So I think at this point,
Venger goes out.
Ooh.
I think they got him.
Cause Mumra's going to transform and become like Big Mumra. Cause you know, he's not gonna be a little,
yep.
He's going to become Mumra the ever living.
Right. I think Skelly's hitting him with the lightning bolt deals. Boom, 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 you know.
Well, Avenger can do the same thing too, man. And yep. He can fly.
But they got those two together. I think Darkseid sneaks up behind him, picks him up, boom, slams him right over the rope.
Is Darkseid going to get involved that early?
I think if he sees an attack of opportunity, he's going to take it. And I think the guy with the wings and the single horn coming out of the side of his head casting magic is probably a guy you want to get out of there pretty quick. Do you have a different idea of how? I think we both agree that Venger goes out now. But who do you think gets him out of the ring?
I think you get into like the whole magic fight.
Yeah.
You know, Skeletor, Mumra, Venger.
I agree with
but
you.
I think it's Monstar. I think Monstar gets him.
Okay.
I think Monstar transforms and bull rushes him.
That's kind of what I was thinking is he gets so engrossed in this magic fight that somebody pulls like a Darth Vader on Palpatine.
Yeah.
And grabs him, picks him up and chucks him out and he's gone.
But then at that point, then I think Mumra and Skeletor turn their attention towards Monstar. And then I think Monstar would be.
Yep. I agree with you. I think Venger then Monstar is out. So that's two rings. And it's starting to narrow down now. It's starting to narrow down.
So now you've got Skeletor and Mumra kind of having like this like stare down.
Yep.
You know, your two magic users.
Yep.
And this is where I think things get really interesting because then I think Darkseid finally decides to step in.
Darkseid has entered the chat.
Yes, Darkseid has entered the chat. And oh man,
this is
where I can see something funny coming.
You think this is where Cobra Commander slides back in the ring?
Cobra Commander slides back in the ring, and Mumra sees his reflection in Cobra Commander's mask.
Yes,
and we all know that Mumra cannot stand his own reflection.
That's right,
because he's so hideous.
Oh, that's good.
And so I think Cobra Commander gets Mumra to eliminate himself.
Okay, riddle me this one, right? Mumra sees it. Cobra Commander, who has had this very loose alliance in the Royal Rumble here with Skeletor and Megatron. Megatron transforms into the gun. Skeletor blasts Mumra, Megatron into the gun.
He blasts Mumra, gets his attention.
Yes, that's it.
He lays hands on him, but when Cobra Commander raises his head up, he sees his reflection in Cobra Commander's mask.
That's right.
And that.
And
he flees.
He backpedals screaming and falls over the top rope, eliminating himself.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. There you go. He's gone.
And So, and at that point, you know, Skeletor and Cobra Commander kind of celebrate a little bit.
Yes.
And I think this is where Skeletor turns on Cobra Commander, and he goes to grab him, but then Megatron transforms and eliminates Skeletor.
I think so. Yep. I think so. I think I hate that because I'm a MOTU homeboy, but I do think you're right on that. I think Skeleton is, I don't think he's as powerful if he don't have his henchmen with him. So the gun transforms.
I mean, Megatron's this huge freaking,
Huge freaking robot.
He's a huge freaking guy.
And he picks him up and slings. Actually, I don't even think he picks him up. I think he just gives him a good bitch slap with a left hand and just sends him straight out into the announcer. Yeah, gives him a Ric Flair chop right into the timekeeper's area.
Okay,
he's out.
So that leaves you with Megatron, Cobra Commander, and
Darkseid.
And this, you know, Cobra Commander starts to celebrate, and this is where Darkseid comes in, and then you've got him and Megatron just, you know, and that would be interesting to see as an actual fight, because they're both highly intelligent.
Yep. You're talking about Darkseid and Megatron.
Darkseid and Megatron. Both of them are highly intelligent. I think... I think Darkseid has the edge.
I think he does, and I think that Cobra Commander, being the coward and the sleazeball that he is, I think he slides in and out of this fight right here.
Yeah,
this is where he gets the edge. He's that guy that hangs outside most of the rumble, right? And then he gets in and he causes interference between two other people to get one of them to eliminate the other.
Well, I think this is one of those things where you have Darkseid and Megatron, like Darkseid shoots Megatron off into the ropes kind of thing.
Yep.
And he comes back and hits, but Cobra Commander is there just enough that when Megatron clotheslines Darkseid and Darkseid starts to flip over to catch himself.
Yep.
Cobra Commander kind of comes in with just enough of a,
just pushes him right over.
And Megatron's the momentum carries him over, and him and Darkseid eliminate each other. And then you have Cobra Commander.
That's it. I love it.
Cobra Commander would be your number one. Megatron would be your number two.
Love it.
Darkseid would be your number three.
I love it.
Because you got to admit, Cobra Commander would come up with all these great schemes to take over the world.
Yes.
And they would almost work.
Almost. And I think that, again, that he's such a sleazeball and he's so sneaky that I think he wins this fight. Totally outmatched. He's got nothing. He's got no powers. He's got nothing.
Well, you know, because there's going to be times like Skeletor grabs him and he starts like pleading. He's like, please!
No.
And then, you know, there's somebody with, you know, hitting from behind, or, you know, it's always going to be something. I think that Cobra Commander would actually be the one.
Yep.
He gives that would lead.
He's going to do a couple. He's going to give a couple low blows. You know, going to be eye gouging. You know, he's going to do all that crap, and he's going to come out on top. And now they all must serve
Cobra.
Cobra. La, la, la,
but do you think about like in the comics and stuff? Cobra actually rebuilt Megatron.
Yep.
And then I know there is the version of Megatron, because, you know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, Megatron turns into a gun. We can't have that as kid's toy, you know. you know how they are. So they always try to make him like a helicopter or a tank. And I'm like, well, that's not Megatron, but whatever. But they did a version of Megatron where he's actually a his tank.
Really?
He transformed. His alt mode is a his tank.
Oh, but dang.
So that would make sense that Megatron... he would transform into his tank that Cobra Commander would ride, and that would be his command vehicle.
Excellent.
And then, like, Darkseid comes flying in, you know, doing his, you know, standing with his hands behind his back, you know, how he always does before he gets the Omega beams.
I love it. Freaking love it, so man.
I think that would be how...
yes, I agree.
Cartoon villains from the 80s, I think Cobra Commander would be would be the leader of that motley crew.
There we go.
And I
think that's it. That's awesome.
I think if that would work out.
I think that's outstanding. I think we
you
did
can
a
let
good
us
one.
Know in the comments.
Yes,
how you would have it, but yeah. We'll,
also, I'd like to know if the listening audience, you wonderful, amazing nerd geek people out there, if you'd like for us to do another one of these, you know, Royal Rumble esque type battles with maybe the good guys from the 80s.
Ooh,
yes, I think that would be neat. But if folks like this one. Let us know. We'll do another one because that was pretty darn fun. I like that.
I mean,
so what? Real quick before we go, are you caught up on Ahsoka?
I am.
Yes.
I was the only thing that disappointed me in that. No spoilers. And they hinted at it twice.
Yep.
And you probably know what I'm talking about, Dad. In the flashbacks.
Yep.
I wish that they had actually, I know thematically why they didn't, but I wish that they had done more with those flashes.
Well, I think there's an option to do that later. I don't think that's the last time we'll see that. And again, not to go into any spoilers, I think it is the best Star Wars stuff that I have seen since Rogue One, in my opinion. I think it is. I really liked it. Now, I'm a big fan of The Mandalorian. I really like it. But being a big fan of Rebels and Clone Wars, this episode of Ahsoka was just spot on.
Well,
and I think it's
the one
just
thing I will
fantastic
say about,
Star Wars.
The one thing I will say about this series is you do not have to have had watched, well, that's an interesting way of saying it. You don't have to have watched Rebels or the Clone Wars series.
It helps, for it but you to don't make have
sense.
To. Yep.
But yeah, it does definitely help. I know some things from the books, and I know they're changing it, but I do like the way that Dave Filoni has actually kind of given a tip of the cowboy hat there to Timothy Zahn. And I know that there are some characters, I know it's not going to play out the way it did in the books because certain characters have been introduced sooner and are dead, and so that has changed things.
Ooh, but stand by.
But stand by.
You can... The world between worlds, not a spoiler.
I know.
You can make anything happen. So we could finally get the blessing of eliminating, or at least moving those last three films to an alternate universe.
Well, there's a lot that can be done with that. God, and I hope they. I
know we're like, oh my god,
you can get on the
happen.
Rabbit. You can get on the YouTube rabbit hole.
And it can happen.
All these people, they've made videos and their theories and. And there's a lot of people that are explaining away the Ahsoka series can remove the. They keep telling me that there's three Disney movies of Star Wars.
Yeah, somebody says that. I don't know.
Yeah, they say that all the time. I don't understand why. But yeah, there's a way to remove that from this timeline, continuity, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And I'm interested to see what Dave Filoni does with it.
Even if they don't, I'm really enjoying this.
The biggest disappointment I have, though, is knowing that Ray Stevenson had passed away.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to have Baylan in, you know, like season two or anything like that.
Hopefully,
you know,
maybe his character will... get some
do,
just magnificent, magnificent downfall in the series. And, you know, he can go out
kind of
in a blaze
of
glory. Yeah, that would be good because he is an amazing actor. I really loved him in, well, I did too. And I loved him in Rome as Titus Pullo Man, that was just, he was a
good actor. He also played the Punisher.
He did play the Punisher.
In Warzone.
You're absolutely correct.
But, I mean, you get the sense of a Jedi that, I don't want to say was broken.
Maybe he was. But
very disillusioned. He's kind of like the opposite side of Ahsoka.
Yep.
Where he was disillusioned with the Jedi. Yeah. He survived Order 66. He's kind of...
Well, another thing I like... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I would say this... his... He's not evil to be evil, you know, like a Sith
right.
would be.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's got a purpose in... like the one scene when they were talking, and she's like, you know, you're going to have to fight Ahsoka. And he goes, I really don't want it. And there's so few Jedi left. You know, it's like you can tell there's like he has a lot of remorse about the fact that he's going to have to fight her. You know, he doesn't want to. And it's not because he's afraid of her. It's just, he's like, one of us is going to die. He goes, I really hate to kill her.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that.
But just his presence on screen, just, the way he carried himself and presented himself, you know, just chef. Yes. It was great.
He's good. And I like how he, his lightsaber style is different, where it's more of a great sword style of Vader as he got older. Yeah. A lot of power, less finesse.
Well, you could tell, like, and I know Chad, you've done a lot of sword training but like, when he grabbed his lightsaber the first time and he held it, I'm like, that's like a stance you would use with a great sword, you know, like a claymore or something. Yep.
Yeah,
he fought with it when he fought Ahsoka, you can tell it's like, okay, there's something, because he's getting a lot of power.
Yeah, just raw power.
Like and so where Ahsoka was very finesse, you know, with her fighting style.
Yeah.
And so it's good. It was very reminiscent of Vader.
It's a good show. I'm happy with it. I'm really enjoying it. So
I mean, I know there's people that are not happy with it.
Yeah, there's always somebody who's not happy. Like, yeah. There's people who think everything sucks. So
well, yeah. Usually that's me.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed it. Like I said, I didn't watch Rebels or the Clone Wars. But I've been able to keep up with what all was going on. And it hits all of the points.
Yes. Yes.
You know, all the notes that it needs to hit. Yeah. It is hitting. And it's just a really interesting story.
I'm a big fan. Big fan so far.
And don't know if I like it better than The Mandalorian, because Mandalorian was such a Clint Eastwood Western
Mando. I think it's fantastic. But I loved Rebels and the Clone Wars and the cartoons. And I really, really like this, because it's just like the next season, but in live action.
Well, I know Michelle Jay was extremely excited about it, because that was right in his
wheelhouse. Yeah, it's in his wheelhouse. Yeah, absolutely.
He was the target audience for,
yes. for yeah, I think so. Shows. I think so.
And now he's getting to see that come to life. And, you know, that's fun, because like I've talked to him about it, and just the joy that he has.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
Talking about it, he's so excited.
Yeah.
That's
good stuff, man.
It is, and George, just buy Lucasfilm back. Get rid of Kathleen Kennedy. Favreau and Filoni in charge, and let's do it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they are in charge now.
Well, yeah, I know, but to get Disney's hands off of it would be, you know, if it was back in house as Lucasfilms.
Well, I like the fact that you can go to Disney and go into Star Wars. So it's kind of,
well, I mean, if I want to keep that part, that, but yeah. I'm talking about quit trying to make crappy movies and let's make good movies and good TV shows.
I agree with that. Now that I definitely agree with, but you know, hey man, that was a really good idea.
Yeah, thanks for the show. Adam Prince for that one.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great idea. I really enjoyed that.
He gave me a list of show topics, and I've had it here in the folder that Chad makes fun of all the time, but it came in handy today.
It did come in handy, sir. So, yeah. You know, I'm glad that we were able to get a fun show, because I really enjoy this one. So, and one of these times...
We may do the heroes version.
Yeah.
Who's leading the heroes?
Yeah. Well, maybe next week, the real world will work out for us, and we can be back face-to-face together. Yeah,
all right.
Well, let us know some good show ideas you guys might want to hear us ramble on about, and we'll be glad to do that. So, you know, till next week, it's the old bald man Chad with the one and only Redneck Wes.
Yeehaw!
Finish him!
Now, a sample of Lee Ellis's God Blood.
Came up for Rogot's belly. He parried, elbowed Garagot in the teeth, and slammed him into a tree. Through the tree, and out the other side, and into the dirt. Splinters fell all around, and the severed tree came falling, crushing a giant mushroom to the earth. Garagot kicked Rogot, and he went soaring, flipped backwards and crashed down 20 paces away. The Mushroom King was up and after him. Rogot grabbed his axe, pulling up a handful of leaves with it, and leapt to his feet. Their weapons collided, and they were at it again, snarling, hacking, shoving, and punching, god blood thumping in their veins. Garagot thrusted the flat side of his blade hard against Rogot's axe, pressed him back, then shoved a crust-covered finger deep into Rogot's ear.